I thought if I was at Charlie Skinner's funeral, it'd be because I'd killed him.
Please help me. I need to fully understand what's happening right now.
It is more than it is.
We think you need to know exactly what happened.
You were going to say a few words.
I just don't know what to say. I can't believe he's not here for this.
Now, live from somewhere in Ireland, Puzzle Info presents
The JL Show.
Starring Kian, Dean, Owen, Jimmy, Luke, Michael, and Shane. And now, please welcome Jimmy and Luke.
Welcome back. It's JL. One.
We're all in a really bad Christmas spirit because our previous podcast.
We just recorded for like 16, 17 minutes and just got fucking deleted. So that's exciting news.
The recorder app is absolutely
so bad. Welcome to, and I've emailed them twice now with complaints and they haven't responded. And since I paid for the app, I feel like they're kind of
I've had a problem with an app before and it's never worked.
Maybe I'll contact like the Windows Store and get them to give me a refund because I paid for the app, right? And
no, you get an email that says you are not refundable.
But I've sent the complaints and they're not responding, and that's breaking the rules. They say that they do.
Yeah, try this app. It does not work at all. How much of my data have I used, though? I've never actually used all the free data I get, so...
I usually do.
Oh, yeah. I've used 7 megabytes, and I have...
I get 30 a month, so...
Oh, yeah, Rennie was using my phone. Where's Vodafone?
Anyway, welcome back to the show. We just recorded a 20-minute episode looking at all the films that are on Irish TV over Christmas.
250 for the next 30 days.
And that's... She's 250. I get 30 for the next 30 days.
Really gonna break the bank there, man.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's going to cost me €5 though for that and for free text, so I'm not gonna pay more than that.
Okay.
We just spent 20 minutes reading out a list of all the Christmas films that are on over.
Sorry, you know Cleverbot.
We're not gonna talk about that anymore.
What's this supposed to be official app? But obviously, yeah. It's not.
So I'd say it's just a link to the website.
Do you got a message I've already sent it?
Yeah.
Let me just send it a message.
I'm so tired now.
This app.
I'm sick of this now. We're not doing Christmas TV anymore.
I'm actually really mad about that.
Yeah, so am I. Fucking recorder app. Fuck you, people who made this. Creole.
But another thing is I'm wearing a Christmas hat with Connacht and a cream.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. It says thinking. Then it's going to go, there's a problem with the network.
So, what do we talk about instead of Christmas TV? I don't even fucking know.
Thinking. Not doing
we can play a fun game called...
No, every game we play on this podcast is absolutely shit.
But all the podcasts I listen to always have fun games. I'll talk about the newsroom for a minute. So newsroom yesterday, the subject of big controversy. They dealt out some rape storyline. People really did not like this. They did not like the rape storyline. Basically, Don Kiefer, probably my favorite character in the newsroom, one of my favorite characters... He's a cool guy. He goes to Princeton to interview a Princeton student who has set up a website where victims of rape who do not, in the university and in other universities, I guess, who do not have enough evidence to have the accused prosecuted, have set up a website where they're naming and shaming the guys. And Don Kiefer from the newsroom goes along to interview her and to ask her about the website and stuff. And he tells her... not to go on the show because the guy who asked him to put her on the show is doing it for the wrong reasons. But anyway, and then he says stuff about how like her website is doing more bad than good because people could easily be taking revenge on it and putting up made up stories about men to ruin their lives. Anyway, it was just weakly written, but people seem to kind of take great offense at this and what he says in particular. You'll have to look it up for yourself, but people have been like, boo, I hate this. The newsroom is the worst show ever. And this writer of the show, this female writer, she goes on Twitter and she says, oh, it's a pity you can't criticize Aaron Sorkin without turning into one of his characters. I was in the writer's room and he told me to fuck off when I criticized this storyline. So basically making Aaron Sorkin out to be a big bully and a misogynist and all this. And then last night, Natalie Portman, who was supposed to be playing Steve Jobs' daughter in Aaron Sorkin's Steve Jobs biopic, she pulled out. for reasons seemingly unconnected to this controversy, but, you know.
So he just kind of threw that in there.
Yeah, but some people are saying, you know, the day that Aaron Sorkin gets kind of fucked over by the media because he does this bad storyline and this thing that people don't seem to like, him dealing with rape.
Who's El Nacho, by the way? This is someone on my timeline, and I don't know who it is. El Nacho.
No idea.
But apart
from that storyline, which was weird and misplaced, the newsroom yesterday was a very poor episode in general. Jim and Maggie got together. Who gives a fuck? I couldn't care less about them. We had some...
characters in it, and then they like get together and do like...
I mean, it's a show. It's not a... I mean, it's a TV show with characters and... like any other show ever. It's just occasionally about real news, but not that often. But, Will McAvoy's in prison for the whole episode, and he's talking to his roommate. Then at the end of the show, he leaves his room. Roommate's gone, goes over, takes a photo off the wall of a cell of him and his dad, zooms in. Who's his dad? His roommate. He's the ghost of his dad. The Newsroom is a fucking realistic show about journalism in modern New York, and you go and do this bullshit about ghosts. And then you have Charlie. Spoiler alert, Charlie, everyone's favorite old coot. He dies at the end. Not a surprise, but he dies in the most stupid, pointless way ever. He's shouting, and then he's walking out of the room, and then he... Okay. Charlie's shouting a bit, and then he, walking out of the room, and he kind of falls on the floor and hits his head off a printer, and he dies.
All right, so okay. The first Rangers... I know I kind of seem like I'm... I was missing what you were saying.
I didn't expect you to. I was just talking to the podcast.
Right, I mean, first reindeer seen in a bar. One evening, in a busy lounge of the deep south, a reindeer walked into a door, bellied up to the bar, and ordered a martini. Without batting an eye, the bartender mixed and poured the drink, set in front of the reindeer, and accepted a $20 bill from the reindeer's food. As he handed the reindeer some coins, she said, "You know, I think you're the first reindeer I've seen in here." The reindeer looked hard at the food full of change and said, "Let me tell you something, buddy. At these prices, I'm the last reindeer you'll ever see in here."
Oh dear Christ, is that a joke?
Oh, so shit, oh my god. I should really read through these first.
That is an exceptionally bad joke. You just wasted our listeners' time. Fuck you.
Alright, the strange Christmas Eve. Oh, it's gonna be... okay. In the small southern town, there was a nativity scene. They showed great skill and talent had gone to creating it. One small feature bothered me. The three wise men were wearing fireman's helmet. Totally unable to come up with a reason for an explanation, I left. At a quick stop on the edge of town, I asked the lady behind the counter about the helmet. She exploded into a rage, yelling at me, "You stupid Yankees, never do read the Bible. I assured her that I did, but simply couldn't recall anything about firemen in the Bible. She jerked her Bible from behind the counter and ruffled through some pages, and finally jabbed her finger at a passage. Sticking into my face, she said, "See, it says right here. The three wise men came from afar." Oh, yeah, okay. Do you get it?
No, not yet. Oh, afar.
That's so bad. Oh my god. Are these meant to be bad?
These are like beyond all realms of good jokes. Like, I can't even listen to
it. It's not even bad, funny bad, but that's a bit too long.
So yeah, so Charlie dies, and then they sing "Oh Shenandoah" for no reason, and
around his dead body, and like
yeah, basically they show him die. They show him. He goes. I hate all you. I'm going to my office, and he walks out. And they go, and he just collapses on the floor, and then it goes into slow motion with everyone running towards him. Oh, it was so fucking bad. It was the worst.
Was it meant to be bad, or was it meant to be like?
No,
oh
it was meant to. It was meant to be so poetic. He's Don Quixote. There's this whole thing throughout the show, and Charlie's supposed to be Don Quixote. It is. Anyway, yesterday's episode is one of the worst ever episodes of The Newsroom. It's so disappointing because the whole season's been so great. Next week is the final fucking episode of the show. And they fucked up so bad this week. And they didn't just fuck up for me. They didn't just fuck up the important storylines. They put in this rape thing, so now everyone hates the show. It has lost all credibility. And it is very, very upsetting. But we'll see if they can redeem themselves next week. The 30-second promo for next week's episode is pretty awesome. Jane Fonda's coming back. Jane Fonda's coming back to the funeral. And she goes, "I thought if I was ever at Charlie Skinner's funeral, it would be because I murdered him."
But all these jokes are too long.
Anyway, the newsroom is on next Sunday, and you can read my... Actually, you can't read anything. You can watch the teaser for next week's episode on BuzzHub. All right, and now.
All right, so the cute Santa Claus is coming to town. Oh, no, it's a fog.
And I watched Family Guy this week, and it was all about Jesus trying to lose his virginity.
Do you have to go on a BuzzHub?
There was a couple... Yeah, I do. There was a couple... But make sure it's the mobile site, so it has to be .wordpress. Or actually, yeah, do whichever one you want. I don't really mind. Because if you do .info, it'll take you to the desktop site, so. I need to fix that. But on Family Guy, so Jesus is trying to lose his virginity, and there's a couple of pretty good jokes. There's one in the middle where they go, something will be as offended as you are right now, Christians, and they put the address of the Parents Television Council up on the screen, and they say, write letters to them if you want to complain about the show. What? Make it work. Oh yeah, go to .wordpress.com. Ah. Why can't I touch your screen? It's the same as my screen. But, And then there was, what was the other joke? Oh yeah, so at the end, so Stewie and Rupert are sitting around on Christmas morning, and Rupert gives Stewie his Christmas present, and Stewie goes, thank you, Rupert, and he opens it, and it's the best of Joni Mitchell. So Stewie goes up to his room, and he goes, thank you, Rupert, and there's a note that says, to continue your emotional education. So Stewie goes up to his room and plays the Joni Mitchell CD and starts crying and said, and who did you buy the necklace for? And then it shows Mayor West wearing the necklace. And he goes, I'm gonna rock your world, teddy bear.
And then, it's like child porn after that.
Basically. There's another joke where Peter takes his laptop out and he says, look at all these lovely ladies, Jesus. And Joe or Quagmire says, Peter, how young is that girl? And Peter goes, and he grabs the laptop and he runs all the way down to a boat and he goes out to sea on a boat and he throws his laptop into the water. No, he didn't. He puts it in a scrap heap. And the pirate picks them all up and he goes, a lot of perverts there are today. I can actually do all the voices pretty well, I think, but... No.
This is the BuzzHub you're talking about, is it?
Yeah. That's the one that they've been like that since 2011. I've sent them so many emails. I'm like, I will give you €30 a year for this domain name.
Probably in the middle of typing it up in some guy's basement, like four or five guys.
Yeah.
And then I don't know, they get robbed and they all get shot up.
How are you, James?
Because no one cares about
Are you excited for Christmas?
Yeah. I rotting there.
We just
dying.
Sing the Christmas song again, actually.
Sparrow.
Yeah.
Oh, here it is. The newsroom series finale. What kind of day has it been? What's the promo now?
Those are the top two stories. So there's my best TV shows of the year, and there's Benedict Cumberbatch, Doctor Strange. That's kind of irrelevant now. I have to get rid of that, actually. Then we have official Avengers Age of Ultron site reveals first taste of Brian Tyler's score. You just click on the picture if you want to read the article. This isn't the mobile site, so it's kind of fucked up with proportion. I don't even know what's up there. What the fuck? I assume that's the menu.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah,
you should try the mobile site. You just clicked into something.
Yeah, I did.
What the fuck? You should read my best TV shows of the year list. If it works.
I might skim it.
Jesus Christ, just go into the mobile site.
I'm trying!
I'm breaking your phone.
It's not working.
My shitty-ass website's gonna break your phone. Just go into the mobile site.
I'm trying. I don't know how to...
I'll show you how to go into the mobile site. Just change the domain name to .wordpress.com.
It didn't work. It just crashed.
Give it to me for 10 seconds.
It doesn't work, Lucy.
All right.
I tried it. Anyway.
All right.
There goes that anyway.
Maybe it got blocked in the school. No, that's not. That's not a thing. BuzzHub used to work on the school computers, and it doesn't anymore.
Why? Did it block it?
It just got blocked. Everything got blocked.
Twitter didn't get blocked. They blocked it recently.
They blocked it recently, yeah. They blocked BuzzHub recently, too. And I tried to get it unblocked. I don't know if they have yet. I got an email during the week saying, we have recategorized your thing as film and music. I don't know if they've recategorized it. They've unblocked it, though. We should do Secret Santa this year on the podcast. We did it before, and all our presents had to be made out of paper, so we just made each other bracelets and stuff.
Wow, I almost agreed.
Do you want to do Secret Santa right now?
Sure.
People don't have to follow up on it, but I want to do it anyway because it's fun. So, how will I do it?
With two people, I assume.
We'll do it with six people.
Alright.
What am I going to need? I'm going to need a sheet of paper. Alright.
buy your artwork, please don't.
Alright, so. It's gonna be fun. Fun, I say. So. Luke. Ogan. Cheyenne. Mikal. Sahane. Put anyone else on there?
James, Dean, Johnny.
Alright, may as well. Jamez. Deep.
Callum Hunter.
Yeah. Deanne. Johanai. Alright, let's see. I probably wrote them way too small, but anyway. I definitely wrote them way too fucking small. Okay.
Do I like at least if Shonan, they might do it?
Nope.
They might do it as well.
They're not on the podcast. Alright. So, it's time now to decide Secret Santa for each of the hosts of the JL show. So, we're going to first pick up, we're going to pick who is Johnny has to buy a present for.
No, no, he can't.
Because most
Johnny
of them are here.
Johnny has to, I won't do it because he has to pick it himself.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does. Lucy, you can't do that. That's cheating.
That's how we do it every year.
That's not Secret Santa. What are you?
Alright, here we go. So, Johnny is going to be buying a gift
for... This is just Santa. This is not a secret.
Johnny's going to be buying a gift for... It's secret for the person. The person doesn't know Johnny's buying him a gift. We know. Aww. Johnny's buying a gift for... Luke.
Some shit. See, you know now.
Owen, you're buying a gift for...
I'm not doing this.
Oh, fuck. Something's just a fucking spoil sports.
Yeah, you're ruining it.
Everything does not have to be perfect.
It's not Secret Santa.
Fine, we'll just call it Santa. All right, you pick one.
Well, you're not gonna find out.
Pick one.
Okay, I got it.
I'm pretty sure it's Kian.
No, I'm not gonna tell you.
All right. So I have to buy.
You work it out anyway.
I have to buy for. Mikkel. Mikkel has to buy for. Shane. Shane has to buy for. Dean. Right, no one's gonna buy anything for Dean. Dean is gonna buy for. Shane, you have to buy Mikkel a Secret Santa present. We've done this without your permission. Dean has to buy for.
It's not Secret Santa, it's just Santa.
Owen. And Owen has to buy. Oh, we already did that. And and James has to buy for Johnny. And Kian has to buy for. Oh no, Owen has to. I have to buy for Kian.
What's the budget?
No, I have to buy for Mikkel. No, I have to buy for... Oh, I'm all confused. We did a 20-minute episode reading out all of the Christmas movies from the Working Guide, and then it got deleted, so... Guess what's on New Year's Day?
It was actually a Christmas
movie. Wait, guess what's on New Year's Day? Django Unchained. You could have waited 2 weeks.
How can that be on RT1? Like, how will that actually air that?
I don't know. It's really.
I don't remember reading that out, guys.
Yeah, we didn't get to New Year's Day.
That is very annoying.
Oh, New Year.
New Year's Day, not Christmas Day. New Year's Day. Yeah, I mean it's on at like 9:20. But it is amusing that it's on so early. There's a lot of good stuff. Avengers Assemble on Christmas Eve. Skiffall is on Stephen's Day. Yeah. We already read through the whole list of Christmas movies and then we got deleted, so that was fun.
Harry Potter.
What? Oh, what an exciting rare treat to have Harry Potter on TV over Christmas. It is kind of perfect for the network now because the whole Harry Potter series is now available for TV broadcast.
You so can they buy a full box set for like €20.
I have the full Blu-ray box that I got it for like $29.99.
I have everything on DVD or Blu-ray except for the first one.
I have
Despicable Me.
I have most of them on both.
The Philosopher's Stone was the first DVD my dad bought, I think. It was one of the first.
The first DVD we bought was Pinocchio.
Mrs. Brown's Boy Special.
Shoot me now. I'm just not gonna watch any of this. No, none of that. Yeah, that's all. I watch Fair City and I'm switching off for the rest of the night. Yeah, but I have that on DVD. The thing is, like most of these films, I'm like, I watch these all the time. I've gotten over Christmas TV, isn't really. Like, Fair City's... Cat in the Hat is a classic film, but...
I thought it was supposed to be terrible.
Oh, everyone thinks it's terrible, but it's one of my favorite films because it's so fucking disgusting and full of innuendo. Like, the first scene the cat appears and he gets an erection. So it's a really obscene, you know, adult comedy, but...
Big Lebowski.
Big Lebowski's great. I will probably watch that at Christmas Day.
It all means something.
Yeah.
Did you finish English Homework?
I didn't rush too.
It's funny, there's a guy in our history class called... named Jeff. Yesterday, Mr. O'Leary was doing the role, and he was like, Jeff, and then everyone just started laughing.
I know why you like me, Shaggy.
Yeah, that's good. Do you not get it?
No, I get it. Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
What's that?
2023.
That's all we have time for on this episode of JL Show. We'll be back with a London episode later this week with me in London, which is really depressing. And then Christmas next week. See you then. Goodbye.